addressing the end of the game, okay? And I just addressed it with our team. Normally, I want to apologize to the Chiefs if they feel like we were not doing the right thing at the end of the game. That wasn't the mindset, okay? The mindset was this is preseason. If this had been regular season, we'd have been on a knee, okay? The idea in that situation is to give these young guys who work hard and who are trying to make a football team, this football team or another football team, to play the whole 60 minutes and give them a chance to show what they can do. Offensive line, running backs, everybody. That's the mindset. I know that's debatable. I know there's a point of view both ways. I understand that. But I just felt like that was the right thing to do for our players to give them a chance to play the game out and see what they could do. So that was the thinking on that. The other thing is what our guys did between last week and this week. Okay, you talk about the second week, trying to make the most improvement. Our guys worked as hard as I've ever seen a football team work. Okay, I'm talking about starting with the leaders. All right, the Terrell Suggs, the Haloti Ngata, the Joe Flacco's, right on down the line through our team. I've never seen a football team work as hard as they worked this week. Okay, and then it showed up in the way we played. They took it to the field. There's a lot of things we can work on to get better, obviously, and we're going to work on those things this week. But I'm just proud of our work ethic and what we did between last week and this week.
It looked like you were explaining that at the end of the game. Did it seem like Todd understood after you were explaining it to him?
Yeah, you see both sides of it, and I think he said something like, I don't know about that. And, I understood that, and I just said preseason for the young guys. And he said, okay. And I just said, hey, that wasn't – and I've got a lot of respect for Todd Haley and a lot of respect for the Chiefs organization and what they do. They are – that's a really good football team and a very physical football team, and just I think they're doing a great job with that football team. It was just purely about trying to get young guys a chance to, in a game situation to show their abilities.
Don, for you bringing Joe back out to start the third quarter, was that a sign you were a little concerned about the first half?
Drew, that was the plan. We wanted to take our first offense into the first series in the third quarter if we could. I think the idea, we probably in a normal year when we have the OTAs, we're just gone to halftime, but we felt like we need just more work with those guys. And next week we'll play them as long as we can, obviously within reason, but we need work.
Can you say at the end of the game, if you'd have been on the other end, you'd like to see your defense play goal line? Isn't that what this is all about?
I want you to see all you guys play. It's all about the young guys at that point. I don't think it's anything, those guys are the guys trying to make the last part of the roster, and I think you have an opportunity on both sides to see how guys play. So, it's a great point you're making, Nestor.
John, talk about Reed's performance.
David Reed? I thought, the first drop, obviously, I wasn't too happy with. And then he came back and made the very next catch. And then Tyrod came to him again for the big play. To see a guy come up with that play was really huge. Plus, he drew the pass interference, I think, down the left side, right? For only practicing for a couple of days, that was great to see.
Can you start with how much Joe's scrambling at this point, getting out of the pocket, not being able to get back there and settle?
Well, you know what, Esther, I thought the protection was actually pretty good. I'm not so sure that I'm not saying this, but I think in practice we got more pressure in a way, and Joe was kind of ready to move out. And then the young line stepped up on the right side and really did a pretty good job. I can't wait to see the tape and see how it worked out. But I thought the line did okay, We'll see on tape, though.
John, what about your first-string corners, Kerry and Jimmy? Look like they both played pretty well.
Yeah, just the ability to – and I think the other guys did a good job, too, not just the young guys. Fox looked good with his knee. Ladarius played well. And the young guys, taking away the quick passes, the slants, the look passes, those things – downfield, on the one they completed, they made a nice throw and a catch on the right sideline early. Jimmy was right there on that one, too, so I thought the corners played really well. Yeah, hey, how about that? He's done it in practice. Purnell's done it in practice really pretty much every day, so he's really strong with his pass rush. Got a good leverage player.
Hey, John, without having a training camp, was it especially fun to play in front of fans for a change?
Yeah, it's probably a good point. It was, and the fans were so fired up for this game. They came in here really ready early. Most of them were in their seats and took part in the pregame. So I know our guys had a lot of smiles, especially the new guys. You could see that, they were smiling from ear to ear being in front of this crowd.
How pleased were you with the pass rush, especially considering it's preseason, not showing everything and still getting a lot of pressure?
Well, we got some four-man pressure, which was really good, Ryan. And then, I thought the blitz stuff was pretty good, too. When you run the blitz pressures, what I want to see is obviously you try to get some free runners, but mainly the coverage behind it. Because if you can hold off in coverage enough and you're bringing an extra guy or two, then that's when you tend to get the sacks. And I thought the coverage behind it was exceptional.
Did you get a good look at Vontae's reception on the head-on collision?
Yeah, I saw it. Well, I thought it was a great message kind of to the crowd, and I thought the crowd really responded. in terms of what Vontae brings to the table. You know, I think he kind of gave a little message to our crowd. You know, Lee Evans, with the plays he made, kind of made a little statement in front of his new fans, you know, and those are great things to see.
Coach, did Tyrod Taylor fake you out on that
play action? I got to tell you, he's always in practice. He's always telling me, you know, they didn't get me. And I'm like, they'd have got you in a game. You know, I have to admit, he might be right, you know, because they didn't get him today a couple times.
When you think about a young quarterback and the playing time that he's had in 2 weeks, give us your assessment.
Well, you know, he's done probably as well as we could have expected so far. He's a very talented young man. I like his poise. He's very intelligent. He's a very fast learner. And I don't know if I've seen a quarterback maybe since Joe Flacco that picks it up so quickly and just has such a calmness about him. Plus, and he's a pinpoint passer. He's a very accurate passer along with the other stuff that's obvious. So he's been, I don't think, a pleasant surprise because we liked him a lot, but he's a player.
Well, I know you haven't seen the film, obviously, but what did he do better tonight versus last week? One thing, finished the game, but...
Well, I thought the ball came out a little quicker at times, you know. He missed the one throw. He only missed one throw this week, and the protection probably was a little bit better. And obviously, he got out of trouble. And then when he got out of trouble, he made some plays with it. That's pretty impressive.
The Ravens have had a deep receiving core as of late. Have you noticed Laquan Williams make an impact the way he has, and the deep threat and all that? How have you... been impressed with Laquan Williams so far?
Well, Laquan has been a downfield threat. You know, he's an interesting study because at Maryland, I think it was the injuries that kind of held him back, and he was a proven special teams player, which is close to my heart. And he's come out here, and he's played really well. You know, we've got some great competition. Marcus Smith is right in there battling for a spot. Justin Harper, Brandon Jones, you know, for those last receiver spots. We've got some good players in there battling for those spots, and Laquan's one of them.
Do